producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What? You know what? Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. He's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm told we have Eric Trump back with us.
Yeah.
We had Madeleine Albright in the last half hour trying to get all of
you. I can borrow $1 billion.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
Sure.
The polls think Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders will have it. We'll see where we are a day from now. Early state votings. Let's look at, just for a second, the way that Marco Rubio has fallen apart. He's the mainstream GOP pick, but he's not the public's pick.
The establishment.
The GOP doesn't get it.
Well, they're still pushing all their resources behind
them. Of course they are. Yeah, right out there, right. But the public says no. So you want to kill the party, this is the way to do it. It'll be interesting to see how Christie... Yesterday when I was looking around, most people felt that Kasich and Bush came out of it better, and the polls are showing that.
Yeah, the poll I just saw has Bush in second place with 16% of the vote, then Kasich with 13 and Rubio with 12.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
And Ted Cruz doesn't do well here because it's not a super religious state. In fact, it's the least religious state
up if Kasich came out on top.
Yeah. It would be great.
Still much ado about nothing. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They need to win in New Hampshire to keep funding, to keep on going to the next state.
Right, yeah.
But
Iowa doesn't predict which candidates win, and often New Hampshire doesn't either. So, but it's look at the fiasco. I don't know if fiasco is the right word, but look at all the attention I've even paid to it, and this isn't what we do on this program. It's really pretty amazing the way it's just sucked all the air out of everything. The Super Bowl didn't even do as well this year, I don't think, because of the attention on the New Hampshire primary. Although
people
Jennifer
were
said
studying
that,
their ballots. I don't think so.
All right, so Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We asked you, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? The poll at DougSteffen.com, Richie, suggested that 28% liked the game itself best.
Good.
26% said they liked the music best. 19% said they didn't watch. 16% said they liked the commercials best. 11% said the final score is what they liked best about it. And then in terms of what comments we got from our social media, Chris wrote, "I have to say I thought the game was a snooze and that the commercials were duds. I did like Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars." Margaret writes that Peyton Manning, oldest quarterback in class act, won the Super Bowl for me, and the Baby Doritos ad was the best commercial.
That was funny.
So
mine
funny
too.
Do you know that a bunch of pro-abortion groups are upset about that commercial?
Ugh.
Because they say it humanized a fetus. Isn't that interesting?
People in there.
That's funny.
Betty Jo wrote, "The national anthem by Lady Gaga. What an outstanding performance." Yes, it was.
It was very nice.
Scott wrote, "It was a great game, and the experts got it right as far as defense winning the day."
Mm-hmm.
Susan wrote, "My favorite part is that it's gone." Just trying to make sure I was reading it the right way. And Maya says Lady Gaga was an angel. Some of the comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. A lot of things now, I'm taking a different approach. You may have noticed that there's a lot more in terms of pictures and following. The other day we posted, it started, really what I decided to do with the advice of people that I respect. After 14 people, when I posted, Richie, I think you did, I don't remember who posted it, the picture of me, Miles and I, with Megan, had gone to the LA Museum of Art. And so when we were done playing inside, we went outside and playing on the grass, so Megan took a picture of me on the ground with Miles, and it was just basically my butt. So the first responder was Meredith, who said, nice picture of your butt. And then, since then, like thousands of people have looked at that picture. So we put up a bunch of other pictures of the winter on the farm, coming down the driveway the other day.
And they all contain a picture of my derriere.
No.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, but I'm seeing an interest here. There are hundreds and thousands of people who are looking at some of these pictures. Richie, you posted a bunch of them yesterday.
I mean, people love it. They love looking at my butt. They just love it.
Okay.
I say we post pictures of Jennifer's butt. It'll get a lot more hits.
That's probably true.
Oh, no.
All right. We don't have a picture of Eric Trump on the Facebook site, but we do have Eric Trump, and we'll talk with him in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Granger.
13 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good. Am I all right, Richie?
Yes,
okay.
Go.
13 after. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and I have Eric Trump, who's back at the microphone at the event in New Hampshire. Yesterday, you and I talked about expectations and that sort of thing. How many times have you been, in your mind, you said you've talked to probably 100, maybe more broadcasters and thousands of people in New Hampshire. So do you even remember what you're saying from person to person or interview to interview?
Yeah, I think I normally do. But no, it's honestly the energy in New Hampshire has been absolutely incredible. I mean, it's been such a wild ride. Remember, guys, we're not politicians. I'm not a politician. It's not what I do. You know, I work in a big company and I run a company, and it's just been amazing to go through this process. We're so new to it, but it's been so incredible in a certain way.
Who taught you how to be good at business? Did your father take your hand and say, this is how to do it? Or were there other people? Or did you just learn from breathing the air in the room?
No, I think we were thrown to the wolves a little bit. No, you know, it's you've got to speak from the heart. Honestly, you've got to speak from the heart. People always say, you know, you get up there and you represent your father so well and he should be so proud. And I always say, listen, it's easy to represent a man who's, you know, you love to death and who's a great man and who's your best friend. I mean, you speak from the heart, and it's very easy. You know, it's much harder when you have to be contrived. And, for us, for Don, Ivanka, and I mean, we truly love the guy.
Ivanka's going to have her baby like any second, isn't she?
If she has in New Hampshire, that means we definitely win New Hampshire, right? There's got to be some rule about that.
I think so. If you have the baby, you win. Well, I mean, I'm hoping that you guys win today. I think that you will if the polls stand true. But what is Election Day like for you guys? What a primary day. I know you went through Iowa. What is New Hampshire like? Do you have any, are there any little good luck things that you guys do? Or is it just constant busy all day long?
No, we're pretty good at keeping busy. Honestly, I think it'd be very different than people would imagine it to be. I mean, obviously, we're running around and we're meeting a lot of people and we're doing a lot of interviews and things. But, you know, we had the greatest family meal last night. It was Ivanka, Don, myself, my father, Melania, my wife, Laura. And we were at the table and we were joking.
Where
about,
were you?
You know,
in a restaurant? Did you have a private room in a restaurant, or did you go to somebody's house?
No, we were in a restaurant. We weren't in a private room. We were sitting among people. People were coming up. They were taking selfies and everything.
But, cool.
We had the greatest conversation. We ate more than you can possibly imagine. We were laughing. We were having a great time. And honestly, it couldn't have been more relaxed last night. I mean, really, politics didn't even factor into the equation last night.
So what did you talk about?
Everything. We talked about childhood. We talked about Ivanka's baby. I mean, Don's got 5 kids, so he's got a little soccer team running around, and you know, they're always topic of conversation. And I'm newly married, and
congratulations.
So we just had a great time as a family.
Do you travel together? Are you on the plane together? Or do you all have your separate ways of getting around because everybody has to be in a different place?
Yeah, well, we're all in different places at different times, so we're all we're ships passing in the night. But it was just so fun to get together and have a lot of fun.
At what point
point did you guys realize your dad is the master of PR? And he, you know, announced a few years ago, all right, I'm going to run for president. And that lasted a little while, and then it just kind of, you know, fizzled away. And then this time he comes out, and I don't know whether people, how long it took for them to take him seriously. But at what point did your dad go, wow, I've really got some steam going here. This could be real.
Well, there's one thing about being a master of PR, and then there's another thing about being real, right? I mean, so many candidates on stage, they just use the same rehearsed soundbite over and over and over with us, and we saw that in the last debate.
What are you talking about?
No, I guess I'm not even pointing at a specific person. I'm really not. But, I mean, how many of those people up on stage, you see the same soundbite over and over, you could tell that it's been rehearsed in the closet 1,000 times, and, you know, that's not my father, and I think that's what makes him authentic, and he speaks from the heart, and he's a genuine guy, and, you know, he's amazing. And, you know, in terms of kind of, you know, running 4 years ago, I think we were really the deciding factor for that. I mean, we're running the company right now. You know, we were probably a little bit too green at that point. Now I've been in the company for 11 years. It enables him to step aside and devote his whole life to this race, which is what somebody needs to do if they're going to run for commander-in-chief of the United States. You know, 4 years ago, I think he would have been more reluctant to give us that ability. You know, we hadn't quite proved ourselves yet, and, you know, we were still probably a little bit too young. And timing really worked out this time. I mean, timing really worked out, and I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing it now versus then.
All right, one last question about what he does that embarrasses you. As a kid, when you were growing up, did he ever embarrass you, or do you get nervous about some of the things that he says now that sometimes you say, Dad, please don't say that?
He definitely sent flowers to some girls that he wanted me to date, unbeknownst to me, so I'd find out. I would get calls from, you know, I got a call from this one girl, you know, thank you so much for the beautiful flowers. I go, I didn't send you flowers. And, you know, and then about 2 seconds later, my mind kind of realized that it was my father who was doing it. So now he's great. I mean, he's just the greatest guy in the world. He's the best. I love him to death. He's my best friend. I mean, he's just an amazing man.
Well, we all say things sometimes that we wish we hadn't, and I think every once in a while I see that expression on his face. But it's a very interesting world that you're living in, and we're all living in. And we wish you and your brother and your sister well, and so just keep up the good work. Maybe we'll chat with you again down the line.
Take good care. Guys, I'd absolutely love it.
All right,
I'd love it.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, take good
care.
Luck.
See you later.
Eric, good kid. Eric Trump, who is taller. He's a tall kid.
Yeah, he is tall. I've seen him.
Much
yeah,
taller than
Donald
Jr. Yeah, he's much taller than that. But they all have it. And I'm sure that every once in a while, what they have gets to their... I mean, it has to get to your head what's going on one way or another. But they're pretty even keel from what I can see. I didn't see Ivanka yesterday. And I don't think she's walking around because she is. I wasn't kidding. I wasn't being facetious. She could drop that baby at any moment. And so the only thing, I haven't seen the daughter with Marla Maples. She has not been
Tiffany.
Around.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Do we know anything about her? What's going on with her?
She was around earlier on. I know I've seen her a few places, but it seems to be that Ivana's kids are the ones that are really involved with his company right now, but they're the older ones.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the campaign.
She's around. She's a model, and she was around, I think, early on when he made his announcement. She was there.
Seems too nice for having it with him. If I had that amount of money, man.
Don't be
You'd
a
be
jerk.
A jerk.
I'd be
don't.
A jerk. Come on.
Guys,
just for saying that, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I know.
Just like
I
money is the only thing. Well, but you see, that's the problem.
I'd buy you and sell you just for fun.
You recast
what am I gonna do
the debate about money and people who have money by saying something like that. That's the cast.
I'm just talking about me. He was a nice guy.
He was a good guy.
I couldn't be that nice by
No, 20, you aren't even now. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day today comes from Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, you've heard a couple of different versions here and elsewhere, these parodies on Adele's Hello. In this case, the principal recorded it yesterday to help students because the school was closed. We had really a major winter storm southern New England yesterday. And so here he is singing this to the students and the parents because of the snow, school would be closed. That's the theme of this.
Hello, I was wondering if you've seen the whiteness on the streets outside. It's all over, everything. They said it wasn't supposed to stay, but instead it's 2 feet deep. Hello, can you hear me?
More parodies and versions of this song. This may be the most re-recorded song in recent history, certainly of her.
Definitely.
She's done some great songs, but this one is just resonated.
YouTube sometimes creates a whole just different... there are hundreds, if not thousands of songs out there, Doug,
yeah,
where people do another version of it,
yeah,
and then it just keeps going and
yeah,
going and going.
Yeah.
And if you follow it, if you follow like this Adele song, you could click on YouTube all day long and not run out of different versions of this song.
Yeah, right. I think you're right about that. If you didn't pack the car outside last night, you were okay this morning. But if you did pack the car outside, it's a mess. I had to find another garage in the barn to put the rental car that I have in because I didn't want to leave it outside. A lot of snow in some areas of Massachusetts, a foot around where I am. Blizzard warnings where when I drove back from New Hampshire yesterday, it was one of the reasons I didn't go up there this morning because I didn't want to, at 3 o'clock in the morning, wonder how well the roads were cleared off. Schools were closed, businesses, doctor's offices, I had an appointment yesterday. Everything was canceled. But it's interesting because they did it early on, and it didn't really take, I came back, it was mid-morning or late morning by the time I hit the snow, and it really didn't affect. I mean, people could have gone to school. We've become, Richie has hit this on the head, this nail on the head. We've become such wimps. My God, I remember going to school when there was snow pouring down. You just make the best of it. It's kind of fun.
16 feet of snow, walk barefoot both ways.
All right, okay. So let's see. Cape Cod got really whacked. Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, the coastal Connecticut area, Long Island. Woo! Man, did they get some snow down there. And what made it worse, because it was a dry snow, the wind was whipping around 40, 50. When I was driving back yesterday, the wind was actually pushing the car around on the highway. And today it's very cold, so you wear five layers of clothing.
You got another one coming your way from up here in D.C. It just went to the north of us here in D.C., so it's hitting Maryland, Pennsylvania, yeah. West Virginia, and heading up that way.
Well, I don't think it's going to be as bad as yesterday. I'll be able to get out. I'm going to go back to California tomorrow. A couple of days of this.
If you're lucky.
Take us with you, please.
Enough of this stuff. Hello, goodbye. Yes, right. The thing that's good here is that a so-called Zika virus, it doesn't become a factor. I noticed yesterday, it was interesting, the president wants to spend a couple of billion dollars to do research and protect pregnant women. I think you can argue on both sides of that, whether it's for our benefit here or the benefit of other people around the rest of the world. I still am not convinced this is the thing that a lot of people in the medical world want us to believe it is. Bureaucratic medicine wants to be all over this. I don't know. Is it better to be on the side of being safe rather than sorry? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down the potty train in town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are at 33 at the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here.
Hello, right? Dougie.
And back and forth, the lady in my life's name is Meredith. You hear me talking about her, making reference to her from time to time. So we're now having an ongoing conversation back and forth about you.
You being an insensitive jerk?
But,
oh, yeah, I had that conversation with her, too.
She said she didn't realize Jennifer spoke to me that way. Come, good. Please. So
how do I speak to you? Call you an insensitive jerk?
Well, you use the B word, actually.
What
so,
did I call you?
You call me an insensitive bastard, I think.
Oh, you can't say that. I would never
Richie, did you clip that?
No, I let it go.
Okay, good. Yeah. So anyway, the focus was on Ivanka's child. And I said that Ivanka, we were talking to Eric Trump, and they were all at dinner last night at some restaurant in Manchester, and they had a great time, and Ivanka's there. And I said that she was about ready to drop her kid. So, and that's a farm term. I'm not necessarily trying to dig myself out of the problem.
When you're speaking about cows, it's okay.
Well, but normally the cows drop a calf. And so that's the reference that I had.
Birth.
Yeah, I got that. And I saw it in the email, and I hear it from you, and I'm all set on that. But I wasn't trying to be crude or crass.
I'm just jumping on.
I know. Yeah, thank you.
I don't really care.
It's easy. Yeah, I know. So anyway, that was the idea of Ivanka having her child during the campaign was what was intrigued us in the conversation.
If she does, she should name it Hillary.
Oh, yes.
If it's a boy.
I'm sure that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, for those of you who are offended because I was insensitive about women having giving birth, if you will, having a child, but it is a farm term, dropping the calf. We talk about that all the time. So that's perhaps where it came from. And enough on that. Let's keep going. Back to the Super Bowl for a moment, because there's still a lot of trending material. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, the Super Bowl results and what people are saying about Cam Newton.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's a big whiner. The guy's getting paid millions of dollars a year. He didn't do a good job.
They got beat.
Well, here's what it tells me. He's that good of a player that when he gets shut down, Carolina got shut down. Mm-hmm. But what you found out after the game is that he did a press conference. He actually walked out of it. He wasn't being very responsive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were the NFL MVP. He was the most valuable player for the entire NFL. He's representing the entire sport of football. And he's acting like a little spoiled baby. Peyton Manning 2 years ago, when he got it handed to him, and he was embarrassed, and Seattle, like, totally killed the Broncos.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, game over. It was worse than what happened with Carolina and the Broncos. And Peyton stood in front of a group for 15 minutes and talked about how he learned from this game.
I'm not going to sit here and defend Cam Newton, but Peyton was 36 years old at that time. And well polished.
26.
And Peyton also, when he lost, when he was with the Colts, walked off the field and didn't shake any hands. Peyton had his day where he didn't handle it too well. But what a lot of people don't know, during this press conference, because I had the same reaction. I was like,
what is me?
I saw him just sitting there. ESPN printed the transcript of his press conference.
Sometimes I think I have that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I can predict the future.
Really?
About what?
Keep going, Richie.
So anyway, the transcript is really funny.
How often do you hear me say that? How often do you hear me say to Rich, keep going? Usually it's put a cork in it, so there's something going on here. Go ahead.
No. What ends up happening is during his interview yesterday, in his post-game interview, when he didn't want to answer anybody, apparently right next to them was another press conference going on with one of the cornerbacks of the Broncos, Chris Harris, and he could hear him answering and being happy and gloating and whatnot, and he was listening to that press conference going on at the same time, instead of paying attention to his press conference.
Yeah, maybe if he works on his focus, he won't get it handled.
Right. He should have stood up. He should have been a man about it.
Jennifer.
But there's just more going on.
Go get a life, you bunch of spoiled no good.
And by the way, just to repeat my joke for Rich's benefit, the one that you missed is, I think I have ESPN because I can predict the future.
Oh, good for you, Jennifer.
You got it there.
I totally missed that.
By Dateline, Crystal City, Texas, Joel Barajas was the only Crystal City Council member to show up at the office. That's because everybody else who works there is in jail facing felony charges. 5 top officials in Crystal City, Texas, were arrested.
Oh, boy.
Under a federal indictment accusing them of taking tens of thousands of dollars in bribes. Can you imagine somebody in the public sector taking bribes? Woof. Apparently, the money's coming from an illegal gambling operation in town. The fellow who runs it is Mr. T. At least that's his nickname.
Pitiful.
We have a picture of the operational house at DougSteffen.com from today's show. The indictment got the city manager, the mayor, the former mayor, council member, city manager. The operator of the gambling resort is Nijin Tree Nguyen. I don't think he's a guy from Texas with that name. 4th person on the city council, Marco Rodriguez, has been arrested on human smuggling charges. This sounds like a great hotspot for him, huh?
Bad one. Mm-hmm.
The only person left in City Hall at government, 7,500 people in this town. It's about 130 miles southwest of San Antonio, so pretty close to El Paso going down that route. Anyway, he's the only guy left in town to run the town. Everybody else is in jail. Let's see here. The town leadership charged they were, quote, using their official position to enrich themselves by soliciting and accepting payments and other things of value from Mr. Young. You don't pronounce the N. I think it's Gunyen. A Guyan is a
it's name. Isn't it a G sound? It's Wen.
Is it
Gwen? Wen? Yeah.
Grinion. Anyway.
No, Wen.
Wen.
The mayor is Ricardo Lopez. Let's see. Apparently, according to the indictment, he instructed the city inspectors to make it easy for Mr. Guyan to build what he wanted on his property and build, well, they had 8 gaming rooms apparently in this place. In exchange, he got $6,000 bucks, and got Mr. Guyon to buy him a car. It also says the mayor and his surrogate, Rogelio Mata, council member Roel Mata. Ooh, this sounds like a family affair. There's three people with the same name and all of this stuff. Anyway, so that's what's going on. For those of you who think your town is corrupt, that's Crystal City, Texas. And I'm surprised it's that big. 7,500 people living there. So the feds got them. So this is something the feds ought to be doing. I don't have any problem with this, frankly. I do have a problem with them when they're, you know, chasing around the people out in Oregon. But I don't have a problem with this. Some people say, Doug, you're kind of inconsistent. Yes, I'm known for being inconsistent. Didn't you know I was inconsistent? Do we have Bob Mulholland? Are we going to talk to him, Richie, in a minute? Supposedly we have, he's one of the strategists, and he works for the Democratic Party. I want to talk to him about the state of the party mechanism as it applies to the Democrats, because he's a Dem. But maybe we get the essence of what's going on in the Republican Party, because they're not paying any attention to the voters either. So that we have him there. Are we going to talk to him in a minute?
In a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right. So it's 42 and change past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
It's tax time, and that means refunds coming your way. On average, Americans expect to get approximately $2,000 back in this year's tax returns, according to a Tax Time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. But the survey also shows that 34% of Americans have regrets on how they spent or didn't spend their tax refund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. You spend a year paying taxes, so why blow your money on something you'll regret? As you look for opportunities to make your tax refund go further, ask yourself, why haven't you switched to a no-contract wireless phone plan? More than 66 million Americans said they wanted to spend less on their phone bill. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get access to the best phones on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Our no-contract unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalkSwitch.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hi, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I on the Good Day program are very interested, as are many of you, perhaps most of you, in terms of how we meter our enthusiasm. We've done a good job of bringing both sides together here, having conversation with people on the Republican side, the Democratic side. Joining us now is Bob Mulholland, who is an advisor for the Democratic Party, who's actually former chairman of the Democratic Party in California, Jennifer. Mr. Mulholland, welcome to Good Day, sir. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, good morning, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Manchester is there, and you're also being heard all around the country in about 285 other communities beside Manchester.
Great.
So one of the things that is on my mind and on the mind of lots of people, the mechanism, the party mechanism, and whether they're listening, I feel the Republicans are not listening to to members in their party at all. And I wonder, looking around at some of the rumors, some of the things I picked up on yesterday, because I was sitting in that seat where you are right now yesterday, listening to some of the people who are not happy about the choices. They are not happy. Bernie Sanders is too far one way. Hillary Clinton is too far the other way. What do you say to people who ask you about the future of the party mechanism?
Well, just to remind your listeners, the mechanisms of the Republican National Committee of the Democrat, they're there for the nominee, and the nominee will be chosen in July for both parties. The mechanism right now from the average voter's point of view is the candidates. And here, of course, in New Hampshire, we have a lot of candidates, and tomorrow we'll hear from a couple of them who will announce they've decided to spend more time with their family. Right. Long range...
that's right.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why they always say the family. Right. Why don't they just say with their pets or something like that?
Right.
But both parties... cannot side with any particular candidate. And I have been around this for 40 years, and every election, there's a certain percentage of the voters that are not happy with the candidates. However, come July, they will have two major party candidates, and the voters will start choosing. And I believe, given the record of Democrats over the last several decades, with so many states going our way, we will win the general election.
Right, you and I might have a disagreement on that, but I'm not here to disagree with you. I'm here to sort of get at some of the behind, some of the you know, the old expression, I used it a little earlier, we all love sausage, but we don't want to know how it's made.
Yes,
so
yes.
When it comes to the party politics, I've only been in your headquarters building in Washington once in my life, and I was fascinated with how it's a business. It's like a huge operation.
Yes.
I don't know that people know that, but when you say that you're there to support the candidate, what else do you do? Because that's, I mean, for all candidates, no matter what state they're in, if they identify themselves as a Democrat, I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is mostly a Democratic community. Do you help support Democrats who are running for office here locally?
Yeah, I mean, in some states they have the nominee chosen by conventions. In most states they have it chosen by the voter. And once the nomination process is over, whether for U.S. Senate or House member of Congress, or in this case this year the presidential, then the Democratic Party at the state level, the local level, and at the national level. You mentioned the DNC headquarters, and obviously both parties have big headquarters.
Yep.
They're there 12 months a year, 7 days a week, and they are building and building and building the voter file. So if someone like Bob Mulholland votes by mail in California, which I've been doing for decades, then that's updated after each election. So they do prospecting for funds over the internet, in the mail, and phone calls. It's just constant work. And it's with the technology of the 21st century, we are light years ahead of where we were in the last century.
I find it interesting there were 28 other people on the ballot beside Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side in New Hampshire. I think it's 30-some-odd on the Republican side. Do you have to deal with any of those people? Or they just can sign up, pay the $1,000, and they're there? They don't have to be connected to you or the party mechanism?
Correct, yeah. Under the Bill Gardner rule or the state law of New Hampshire, you can show up to Bill Gardner's office, Secretary of State, with a cashier's check, not a check. You have to have a cashier's check because he's had a few guys bounce in the past. even a credit. He told me once even credit cards have bounced on him. So we have 30 Republicans, as long as they're registered voters somewhere in the U.S., and 28 Democrats. And, I've been there when people have filed. It is a circus. Some come in with, like, 500 $2 bills. So it takes a real long time to take the cash. So the TV cameras have a long time to look at it. Some people come in dressed up as clowns. But in the end, most voters know there's, 10 or 12 real candidates.
Yeah. So behind the scenes is this sort of thing that's going on that is part of the whole operation. But one final question about really serving the voters, because the Republicans aren't doing that this year. I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat, but I look at this thing and I think, these people are so the fraudulent position of, oh, we're here to support the candidate. They're behind the scenes trying to screw the major candidate in the Republican Party, and I wonder if that's ever happened in the Democrat, not that you're going to admit it, but it must have happened at some point in time when major players in the Democratic Party didn't like who was rising to the top.
Well, clearly, and it was this state, New Hampshire, in 1831 that somebody suggested national conventions, and the first one was in Baltimore in 1832. So from the beginning, there's obviously people who have been working publicly or privately to get their candidate. And up until the last 30 years, it really was the insiders, the governors, the senators. But in the last 30 years with the delegate process, it's really...
Well, when Bill Clinton ran, he wasn't the chosen one at all by the hierarchy. oligarchy in the Democratic right. Party. Man, they wanted nothing to do with him.
But the voters wanted him, and yeah. As your listeners know or will know, he came in second here. And usually, or almost all cases, a credible neighbor candidate wins, whether it's Paul Congress.
Yeah, close in. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's just
you're expecting
just
Bernie Sanders to take the state.
Yeah, yeah.
He already won up in Dixville Notch. He got four votes. Yeah. Hillary got none. So there you go. All right, good to have you here, Bob.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it was nice chatting with you. Thank you. Bob Mulholland, one of the Democratic strategists from the DNC, at 51 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. An idiot who wants to fight me for $200. Slaughtered pigs. Giant loud whistles. I ain't slept in 5 days. I got no money. A dress code problem. And a little murder case, which in the balance holds the lives of two innocent kids. Not to mention your biological clock. My career. Your life. Our marriage. And let me see. What else can we pile on? Is there any more we can pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
Maybe it was a bad time to bring it up.
What a classic flick that is.
Great.
And they're all characters. They're all great characters.
Is it possible to two youths?
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two utes.
Fred Gwynne was so great in that. That was the great role for him. My cousin Vinny, we celebrate the birthday of Joe Pesci today, who's 73, God love him. Fabulous. Go ahead, Rich. That's right.
What's this over here?
You never heard of Rich?
Sure. Sure, I heard of grits. I just actually never seen a grit before.
Fabulous Thunderbirds doing Way Down South from the movie we're focused on here as we get started with movie music into movie news. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. That's movie moments on here. What?
Chuck, didn't Marissa Tomei, isn't it the one where they said she accidentally won the Oscar for that?
Well, that's the story that's been floating around for decades.
Why did they say
Jack Palance was the presenter. Well, Jack Palance was the presenter and read her name, and then, you know, since Jack Palance is sort of an obscure oddball in some extent, a lot of, you know, people said, oh, you read the wrong name, because, you know, comedy doesn't win a lot of Oscars, and she won for comedy, best supporting that.
She's had a pretty steady career. She's back now.
Good work.
Yeah, she's around quite a bit now.
She's
sort of flying in the face of those people who say when you get over 50, there are no roles for women in Hollywood. There seem to be plenty for her. Anyway, but that is a stereotypical thing that does happen. Maybe we ought to talk about that in a moment. Movie news on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, 56, almost 57 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program. How much do you use social media? You have this desire, this love, this fascination with theaters and movies and DVDs and stuff, but it's not your real business, not your real life.
No, no.
But how much of it does appears in your social media world?
I would say, like a lot of people in this country, I would say I have an addiction to the internet to an extent.
Really?
Like, I mean, I sit at a desk in front of a computer, and I love reading. And when I read one article, I'll read, you know, 10.
Yeah, but how does it, but your work is so much different. When you're working and you want distraction, you just go over to the other stuff? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Good thing you work for yourself. You work for me.
Yeah, I'm the boss. It's good to be king. Like, no birthday.
What else have you got for us?
I want to talk about the trailer to Independence Day 2 Resurgence, which aired during the Super Bowl.
Really?
For me, does not feel anything like the original 97 film, which I absolutely love.
So is it all computer graphics and all that stuff? Is that what it is?
It just feels, you know, watching Jeff Goldblum as an astronaut on the moon, how did he go from a computer science tech to
why are you laughing?
An astronaut in 20 years.
Why are you laughing?
Like, I don't know. I have high hopes, and real aliens flying around.
I have high hopes. I want it to be good, but yeah. I got to be honest. I did not in any way like that trailer. Mm-hmm. One other bit of news. Goldie Hawn reportedly in talks to play Amy Schumer's mother in an untitled comedy at 20th Century Fox. Hawn's first role since 2002, The Banger Sisters. Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah, so it's good. All right, I was looking at a review of the 29 theaters that gave the country the best Star Wars viewing experience, the kinds of things that went on in the theaters, the support, and then the quality of the screen, and the whole thing. That, what a wonderful experience that all has
pretty
been.
Cool.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.